Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Oh, Well, I kind of wish every day was the 3rd of October, just so I could listen to that song, play that song every week. That whole album, actually. What a way to start off the show. Thank God it's the 3rd of October. I don't really like October at all, but I like the 3rd of October because I get to play that song. That's Matthew Ryan there from the album East Autumn Grin, kicking things off in fine fashion, I must say. And this, by the way, is Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here. My name's Jeff, your host for the next couple of hours of music. Not sure what that music is going to entail today. It's a bit of a schmozzle, as we say in the business. But we'll figure it out. We'll have some fun. And talk about some stuff, if I figure out what that stuff is. You know, that's one of those records that... It seems to be Matthew Ryan's first couple of records are kind of they're harder to track down than the other ones. They're not on the streams, that one there, they're gems. I might have to play another one. I feel like I might have to play another one from that record just because I love it so much. But first, speaking of music that's been nearly impossible to track down, impossible to stream for years. Oh my God, finally, yesterday the news came down, a couple days ago, I guess, the news came down, returning to the streaming world, returning to public, to the public sphere, the music of our namesake Paul McLeod. You can go on your favorite streaming service, wherever you stream music, for a nominal monthly fee, as Sean Burns would tell you. And you can ask for Paul McLeod, and you can hear his records. And I hear that's just the beginning. There's a new site you can follow. You can follow him on Facebook, on Instagram. There's a website coming, Paul McLeod Archive. And there's more stuff coming from our pal Paul. And, I don't know if I had a hand in making that happen, but I do know that I passed some phone numbers on to some people and said, you should get in touch with Mark and you should get in touch with, there's more stuff coming. I know that. And it sounds like 2022 is going to be an exciting year for Paul McLeod fans. And I'm pretty thrilled about that. So I thought I'd stream a couple for you right now from our pal Paul. This one, well, let's go back to the namesake. And finally, they were able to rectify the situation.
Maybe not. All of the parking spaces occupied. Seven blocks from the nearest opening. Over the phone you held on to her pride. And your eyes get smaller every day. It's all the same. Some days are better than others, and everyone's to blame. Me, I guess I will rectify all of the things I've done. Maybe some. Or maybe none. It's all the same. Some days are better than others, and everyone's to blame. Me, I guess I will rectify all of the things I've done. Or maybe none.
Didn't involve me.
Thank you.
and poor, lovesick and lonely. Sadly love never really let you in. I need your little hands to hold my expression. Cause I've been cursed until the kingdom.
That's it. We're just playing the rest of the record. That's the rest of the show. We're just going to play that record. So good. Matthew Ryan there from East Autumn Grin. Sadly Love. Before that, a couple from Paul McLeod, who you can now pull up on your streaming service of choice. Very, very excited about that. We heard A Clear Thought from the great album Bright Eyes Fade. And from Tell the Band to Go Home, the one that started it all, we heard Rectify. I just think that's great that people can listen to that music again. I mean, maybe it gives you a reason not to listen to the show. Maybe you don't have to listen to the show anymore, but it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Hey, speaking of shows, dropped a great, I don't know. You can tell me whether it was great, but I thought John was great. I had a great chat with John Wart Hanum the other day, and released that on Fly With Your Shadow this week. I thought it was a pretty fun one. And although episodes of that show have been kind of hard to come by, I've already got a couple more, including one that's just, I should start warning you now to have your emotional state patched up before you go into the episode that I recorded the other day. It's a doozy. Oh boy. Getting choked up just thinking about it. But that's to come. That's to come. Don't worry. I got a couple more for you. So check out flywithyourshadow.com. And hey, John Wart Hanum, his new record comes out in 2 weeks. It's called Long Haul, and we get another song from it. And it's called Hurry Up Kid, brand new from John Wart Hanum.
Hurry up, kid. You're going too slow. Me and your mama are dying to know. We had a big fight building your crib till we hung a mobile above it. I quit smoking. Your mama is showing. Boy, she's glowing. We can't wait to say hello. So hurry up, kid, you're going too slow. Hurry up, kid, you're going too slow. Smelling the roses, watching them grow. I got a big job way downtown. Can't spend all day messing around. You know time is money. It don't grow on trees. Are you listening to me? When you're older you will know. So hurry up, kid, you're going too slow.
Just trying.
just fly right past. I'll have a big cry on the day you spread your wings and you fly away. But I'll keep watching, I'll keep listening. Don't wanna miss anything. Take your time is all I ask. Slow down, kid, you're going too fast. You're going too fast. It's a heart destroyed, it's an old Polaroid, the sound that spurs sailors to sea. It's one regretting, it's one place setting, it'll bring you to your knees. It's the lonesomest of keys.
Hey, this is Brenly from Madison Violet, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
That was to my back and the cuffs too tight. Hey, little girl, can you tell me it'll be alright? Baby in the black and white. That was the night you put me in the black and white. Hands to my back and the cuffs too tight. Hey, little girl, can you tell me it'll be alright? Baby in the black and white. Dover Court, down Dover Court, take a line of land. Keep your story short, or you'll go down just like a line.
Chat with Brenly McEachern the other day for the show Fly With Your Shadow, and I'm telling you, I'm warning you now that, like, sometimes I feel the need to put a little disclaimer on the show. I'm gonna warn you like a week, 2 weeks in advance. I don't know when this show's gonna come out. I'm in the unusual position of having sort of choices for when to put things out all of a sudden. So I don't know exactly when it's gonna come out, but when it does, you want to have your tissues and your hankies handy and be in the right emotional state for that one. It's it'll get you. And finally an artist was honest about this. We're talking about, you know, Madison Violet Records, and I brought up No Fool for Trying, and she said, "Well, yeah, that's our best record." I was like, "What? I mean, I know that, but are you supposed to know that? Aren't you supposed to say the latest one is the best record?" I don't think I've ever heard an artist say that before, that a record from 15 years ago was their best record. It was surprising. It was amazing. Because it probably is. No Fool for Trying there. If you can track that one down, it's a gem. Baby in the Black and White, produced by Les Cooper, who we heard from a couple weeks ago when Megan Smith was on the show. John Ward Hannum in there, key of D minor. That song just it gets me every time, from Acres of Elbow Room, his record from a couple of years ago. He's got a brand new one coming out in a couple of weeks called Long Haul. We heard Hurry Up Kid off of that exciting release. At least I'm excited. Anyway, I know he is as well. What are we going to play now? Oh, speaking of Fly With Your Shadow and old friends and new music, something came out of the blue the other day, brand new from Christina Martin.
I'm not afraid to die. was a fall Friday morn, mid-September. Dad, he would die 1 month later. Well, Mom went to visit in the place he would pass. Cross from the river and in front of the tracks, he said, "You won't believe who came to my bedside." Johnny Cash on a freight train sometime in the night. Well, he wanted me to go along for a ride. But I told him I'd stay for my children and my wife. Mom turned on the TV, and to her surprise, breaking news this morning, Johnny Cash has died. Passed away in Nashville sometime in the night. The nurses told my mom, "Don't be surprised." Funny things happen before someone dies. Well, you can call it spirits, angels, or lies. But we'll never know what someone sees with their own eyes. He said, "You won't believe who came to my bedside." Johnny Cash on a freight train sometime in the night. Well, he wanted me to go along for a ride. But I told him I'd stay for my children and my wife. You can call it spirits, angels, or lies. Someone sees with their own eyes.
Ivy climbs the walls and nestles in the brick. Sparrow builds a nest above the front door. Newest heartaches on the radio again. No one's listening anymore. On Independence Day, we were driving through the hills. We were on our way to Bozeman. The reds and blues of fireworks in backyards lit the sky. We were so much greener then. Who knew we were drunk on falling into place. All our plans went up in smoke.
Something new there from the Accidentals. That's pretty great stuff. That's called Wildfire. They got a brand new record called Vessel. Before that, out of the research department on Shelley Street, thanks to the research department for coming through this week, Riddy Arman. I don't know a thing about Riddy Arman, but it's pretty neat. Spirits, Angels, or Lies. Definitely a name dropper track there, talking about old Johnny Cash. We heard something in there from Courtney Barnett. Brand new song called Write a List of Things to Look Forward to. That's always good advice. I like that song. And something brand new from Christina Martin in there, Stay With Me. And we're almost out of time in this hour of the show here. Just enough time for one more, I think, out of the research department. Research department helped me to this one this week, too, and I quite enjoyed it. So thanks for this. This is called Dead Middle by a band called Goodnight Texas.
We were 32 miles from something when the carburetor gave out, and it left us with a little bit of time to hope, and it left us time to doubt. That we'd ever get back to zero, that the fighting would tire out. If I'm gonna catch
for speaking my mind. Then I might as well make it count. Dead middle of the road ain't the place for talking. Fuss around in a stuck old engine.
Stuck old engine.
Maybe knock something loose. But even then, how do we fix it? It's an intricate machine. We can leave the car. Someday reconvene. The dead middle of the road ain't the place for talking. With a half a mind to get walking and a half a mind to stay. So let's get out of the way, or our outline they'll be chalking.
That's pretty great, huh? I like that. Goodnight Texas is the name of the band. That's Dead Middle. And I guess we're dead middle in the middle of the program here today. We got one more hour to come. Stick around. We're going to have more Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM here in Winnipeg and on your podcast machine. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home, I'll return.